Bossman and Kevin from Hull.
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
I am eight.
I am eight.
Yes, we've done it.
Hooray! Only took 54 episodes.
But the thing is, it should be pointed out that I've got no headphones, right? The room's dead quiet. The music's obviously playing, but I can't hear it. And you two are just nodding your heads.
Oh, yeah.
And shouting, I am eight, randomly in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just totally not involved. It's hilarious. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, good man.
Can I just say, though, have you been practicing that?
No, I've just been like, replaying the podcast in my head for about 2 weeks.
Right. I have to tell you, I've been in touch with them. You know, I keep saying we should pre-record it. I've been in touch with Dave Pemberton, producer and DJ, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said, Dave, I want a remix and a recording of us lot sampled saying, hey, mate. So expect that to come soon.
Go down a storm, that, in Ibiza.
Yeah, like, and you Ibiza bangers.
Yeah.
So what's been going on, buddy?
Well, I have been on a mission.
You look so pleased with yourself.
Yeah, I've been on a mission to a bakery.
Right. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, go on, tell everybody about this.
I've been on a mission to deliver a letter to Tom.
You know about this, Andrew?
Yeah, well, I've seen a few messages in the group chat, yeah.
And so I've, just explain to everybody.
I've finally done it.
Yeah, you just let the... Go on, explain to everybody.
Basically, apart from Amanda, I've also got another like target that I want to
target.
Is that the right word?
Depends if you're an axe murderer or something. Or not.
No, I'm not. No, I've also wondered. I've also
a fan of you. A fan of?
I've also got another personality that I want to reach.
Yeah,
as a he's an influencer like myself, Tom Syndicate, and he's also a local lad like myself.
We know that,
because
yeah,
he comes from Hyde.
So he's on social media, and we've had this conversation a few times. He's on social media. He's fully contactable, probably via DMs and this, that, and the other. But you decided to go to where, Jordan? To his local bakery.
Yeah.
And leave a letter.
Yeah.
There's not much wrong with that, is there, Andrew?
No.
Well, do you know what? Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
You might get barred, but it's worth a go, isn't it?
Did you not think like email would have just been just easily to do?
To be honest, though, I've tried that route.
Yeah,
I didn't get a response.
So, all right, so gone to his local bakery,
and I've been in touch with it. Well, I've spoken to the woman that runs. Someone told me who to speak to by name at the bakery, so I've spoken to said person. And she said she's going to pass him the letter when he next comes in.
Oh, right. So he goes in there. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So she's going to see him when he comes in and say, this is absolute nut job. It is looking for you. And here's a letter from him.
Yeah. And I've even posted in a local Hyde group.
Oh, dear.
About me taking the letter to the bakery.
Have you?
And
have you?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes. And someone's tagged him. And not only that, someone's tagged his sister as well.
You know when they catch serial killers, they always say, you never thought, would you? He was so nice, he was writing letters to people and stuff. That's you, George.
It's not.
Well, I hope we hear from him. That'll be really good anyway. So well done that, man.
Yeah.
I need to ask you two about the homework that I set for you the last time we were in the studio.
Oh,
do you remember what it was, Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Jordan, what was it? What was the homework?
We had to watch The Blues Brothers.
The movie, yeah.
The movie.
And Jordan, did you watch it?
I did. It was a mission from God, baby.
Andrew, did you watch it?
I've not watched it in 35 years. What makes you think I'm going to watch it in the last 2 weeks?
Because it was homework.
I'm very, very, very busy.
What did you think, George?
I thought it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It's such a great, great movie. I just kept getting texts from you, Andrew, throughout the film. He was pausing it and then texting me going, who's that? Is that James Brown? Like, yes. Is that Aretha Franklin? Yes.
I was like, yeah, but my favourite bit is when they go in the music shop and And the guy who has the music shop is like
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Invisibly blind.
Yeah.
And they're just pinching things from him.
See, I didn't know any of these people were in this movie. If you said that before, then I might have been more inclined to watch it.
I don't care. It was just homework. I mean, what were you like at school, Andrew, when you were given homework?
Very last minute job type person.
Yeah. Well, I am disappointed. See you all after class. So, Joe, glad you enjoyed it.
I really did,
Generally so pleased you watch it, because it's a great movie. And if I'm a big fan of the Blues Brothers, so anybody out there, if you've not seen it, check it out. It's a good, good movie. So, you've done the Blues Brothers, bit of movies. What about your soap operas? What's been going on there? I saw your police officer, mate. Was something going on with him?
Oh, yeah. Sarah Sugden, mother... No, it's not a mother. I don't know who her mother is. Could be anyone in the Dales.
Well, she's someone's doing a Sugden family, isn't she?
Aren't you a super fan?
Yeah, but only when it suits.
Go on. So what's happened to the copper this week? Someone's got on it. I know that. I've seen
Sarah,
that on socials.
Sarah Sugden pinched the car, and PC Swirling caught a pinch in this car.
All right.
And it turns out the car was a granddad's, Kane Dingle. And he actually knew she had the car, so in the end, it wasn't a theft.
Oh, right.
But PC Swirling gets himself into some sticky situations.
We like him, don't we?
Yeah, I think. Very dry, isn't he?
What have you been up to, Andrew?
Not a lot, really. I've been in here most of the time.
Yeah.
Although I do have some news.
What?
You know the ADHD team that come in before you on a Monday when we record?
Yeah.
They've listened to every episode of your podcast.
Shut up.
They are super fans.
Was it some comes out torches? Is that a medical thing?
Yeah, I did mention that to them.
We're going to make you listen to this and it might fix you.
What did they think?
They were a little in awe of me because they realised I was boss man.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't they put two and two together when they do theirs?
Well, no, because I don't appear on theirs.
Do you not speak on theirs?
No. No, it's their podcast.
Right.
We spoke about it a while ago, didn't we, about doing like crossovers with other podcasts?
Yeah.
And we all know about the other podcast, don't we? That one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
they know about that one as well. They mentioned that today as well.
Yeah, because, but like the Marvel crossovers, can't we do that in the podcast? Jordan in the ADHD thing.
Yeah, I'd rather crossover them than do
them crossover.
Well, it's Adam and Donna. So they are in next time you record.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll bump into each other.
Should we be giving their podcast a plug? What's their podcast called?
ADHD or Life.
There we go, mate.
And where can we find it?
On all your usual podcast
platforms. On a Monday,
platforms.
5 minutes before we're here. Sorry, mate. Where can we find it?
All the usual podcast platforms is there.
Right.
Right.
I'll give that a listen.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Right, what I want to talk about, by the way,
right.
you know, the other week we had that episode about the biscuits.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I came up with another biscuit, though, by the way.
Go on.
Toffee Pops.
What was that?
Oh,
I've never heard of them.
Toffee?
I don't think they're in all supermarkets, but they're basically just like sort of a shortbread biscuit with sort of caramel on top. Toffee, I guess.
Are you sure you don't mean Toffee Crisps?
No, Toffee Pops.
Right.
I don't know that one.
Google them. I'll try and bring some in next time.
I don't know that one at all. Well, listen, no. I've looked into after my little chat about biscuits because I thought it's an important topic.
Oh, yeah.
That we should cover. Would you like to go through and give me a bit of an idea what you think is made the top 10 biscuits in the UK according to The Sun?
Yeah.
Go on.
Ginger Nut.
Ginger Nuts. Do you know they're not in the top 10, full enough?
Wow.
Really?
I'll give you an idea. Bourbons. You mentioned Bourbons the other week, didn't you?
Yeah, that was one of my options just then. I was either going to go for a Bourbon or a Ginger Nut.
The Bourbon is number 9, according to The Sun, in the top 10 for the UK biscuit lovers.
Wow.
Andrew.
Chocolate Digestive.
Number 1.
Yes.
Absolute.
Get in there.
Number 1.
Now, I've got to say something here. Digestives and chocolate digestives, I prefer a normal digestive.
I do, actually.
I do for Dunkin' and a coffee.
Yeah, they're good. They are good for Dunkin'. The chocolate ones are okay for Dunkin', but you end up with, like, chocolate all over fingers, don't you?
Yeah. And, you know, with a ginger biscuit, if you dunk them, you end up with, like, a gingery bit at the bottom of your brewing cup.
That's what Andrew was on about last week. He's like, he scoops it out with his fingers.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Do you want to hear what the top 10 was, then?
Yeah, go on.
So, the top 10... In at number 10, shall I do it with my DJ voice?
Yeah, go on.
Imagine, in at number 10, Crunch Cream. In number 9, Bourbons. In at number 8, Maryland Cookies. Straight in number 7 is Jammy Jotters. And moving down from a lower spot to a higher spot, at number 6 is Custard Creams. Ooh. At number 5, Chocolate Hobnobs. Number 4, Jaffa Cake. Number 3, Chocolate Fingers. And 2 is shortbread. And this week's number 1 in the biscuit charts is chocolate digestive.
Right, I've got a question.
I've got a question.
Jaffa cake.
You're number 4.
Yeah, but is it a cake or a biscuit?
Is it a cake or a biscuit?
That's a conversation I read so much online. What is it?
What is it, Andrew?
Surely it's a cake.
Correct.
Why is it a cake?
Because it doesn't have any crunch to it. It just has... Go.
But it's also called a Jaffa cake.
Yeah.
It's no. It's something to do with the ingredients, isn't it? You just said that. It's something to do with the ingredients that make it actually a cake instead of a biscuit.
Is it Buxton?
Did you swear then?
No.
All right. I don't know. What's the answer? Jaffa cake.
It's a cake.
You're standing by that, are you?
Yeah. Right. I'm sitting, but, you know.
Yeah, well, talk about yourself. I'm Googling.
We do a lot of Googling on this podcast, don't we?
Yeah. Other search engines are available.
The verdict, apparently, Jaffa Cakes are cakes, yeah? You're quite right. While Jaffa Cake may share some characteristics with biscuits, such as being small and sweet, it is actually a cake. Its sponge-like texture and method of production puts it firmly in the cake category. You right, Andrew?
Glad we put that to bed.
And now over to politics.
Oh, Jesus. I don't need a flight deck. I've just remembered, you're not wearing any headphones.
I'm just staring at you two.
Right, who's going first?
Going first, what? I don't know what the jingle was. What was it?
Oh, it's Flying Fact, Kevin.
Oh, thanks for including me.
Oh, sorry.
Who's going first? It's up to you, your show.
You go first.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Flying Facts, incoming. Fact number one, I once went to a kids' fairies and elves party dressed as Elvis. Fact number two, I once gigged in a nuclear bunker. Fact number three, I once accidentally bought a horse. Discuss.
Right, the nuclear bunker, yeah, you have. Because there's a lot of them knocking about that you can go in.
All right.
And ghost hunts and things like that. So yeah, I'm going to go, yeah, that's true. You're daft enough to go as Elvis.
Yeah.
To an Elvis and fairies party. So it's the third one, is the lie.
You think, but you're really positive in your decision there.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed I write these down as you're saying them?
You are getting better, yeah.
I make sure I know what my facts are.
Do you want any questions or you just go straight with it?
No, I'm sure that I don't know whether this could have just been a camera trait, but I've seen a video of you where it looks like you're in a nuclear bunker, so I think that's true.
All right. Okay.
You did it during lockdown, but I don't know whether that was just an animation.
All right.
You grew your hair dead. You grew it out as well because we couldn't get it like cut.
Right. Okay.
I think that's true, though.
So the lie for you is you with Andrew, are you?
Yeah.
That I accidentally bought a horse.
Yeah.
You're both correct. That is the lie. I did accidentally buy a horse. And yes, I did go to an elves and fairies garden party dressed as Elvis.
I get that, totally. But how did you accidentally buy a horse?
Everybody's done that, and there you go to the pub, get drunk.
Oh, there we go. There's the answer. A few beers.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, give us your three facts then.
Right. I have been chased around Tesco by a...
Go on.
By a deranged
what?
Woman.
Deranged woman?
And also...
There's no way to talk about your mum.
Whoa. I also had the back of my knees ran into by her trolley. Yeah.
Is that the same fact?
Yeah, that's the same instance.
All right.
Okay.
I've played football with a pop star.
Okay.
And I've also been to Outer Mongolia.
Oh, for goodness sake.
The thing is, I've watched him, Andrew, and his eyes are like spinning around. And you know when someone thinks and they look up to the left or they look up to your right or whatever like that, you are completely animated. You were like your AI man with your massive head and your eyes were going around.
Well,
been to Outer Mongolia, I'm eating this microphone.
Well, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one clue, right?
No, just stop talking about.
Only one of those facts is true.
Well, all right. So,
hang on, you can't change the rules.
I can. It's my podcast.
Off.
So you've definitely played football with a pop star. Definitely going to say that's a yes.
The Mongolia is rubbish, we know that.
The whole thing with the chase around Tesco's with the deranged woman is I was with a, not Vicky, a previous carer that doesn't work for us anymore. Yeah. We were going to do some shopping my mum's with us. And this particular customer kept following us around the shop with her trolley and saying, oh, things are going to happen to you, this is going to happen to you. And then she ran into my previous carer's feet and kept chasing us. And in the end, we had to get management to escort us around the shop.
Wow.
Jesus.
Did they do a podcast and were they trying to get you on it as a guest by any chance?
No. But that was what made me...
She sounds very much like you, though.
I know that was what made me think of the fact. So that's why I put it in.
I'm completely lost. Right, okay, move on.
Joke of the week.
Yeah.
Scores on the draws. 12 points each.
How many?
12.
How did you ever get to 12 with your joke? They were absolutely...
Here's another joke of the week. Come on, first, Jordan. Go on.
Yeah. What's a dog's favourite button on a remote?
You see, I'm already laughing.
No, I reckon.
You see, jokes like these are winners.
I reckon I can guess this.
Go on.
No, I can't. Go on.
Force.
You see, there you go.
Formula.
That's how you do it. Right, okay. Over to you, Kevin.
What do you call an annoyed chicken?
Back off!
Oh!
Was that the joke?
What?
No, the joke is...
Did you miss that?
The joke is, Kevin, you've told that wrong. The joke is, what does an annoyed chicken say?
Is that not what I said?
No.
She's out. Cut that bit. Cut it. No. Let me do it again.
Too late. 13 points to 12.
No.
George is winning. We're all having a coughing fit.
Cut it.
We'll see you next time.
See you next week.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.